Right now, we're going to head into two Brazilian neighborhoods. Since the Portuguese landed in 1500, successive waves of people from all over the world have landed on Brazil's shores. The Italian and Japanese communities are two of the strongest. And as luck would have it, both Japan and Italy were playing in the World Cup on the same day this week. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro set out in Sao Paulo to check out how fans from very different backgrounds were celebrating.
So all around me right now, the Italy versus Uruguay game is showing on a number of screens. I'm in the Bixiga area in Sao Paulo at the Cantina Gran Roma. Like many cities made up of immigrants, every group has its neighborhood, and this is where some of the over 30 million Brazilians of Italian descent hang out.
Forza! Meu nome é Marco Antônio Pérez.
That's right. His first name is actually Mark Anthony. Pérez tells me his Italian roots and those of his whole community are very strong in Brazil. In the cultural part, in the food, here the Italian heritage is everywhere, he says. Look at pizza. It was improved here in Brazil with our people, he boasts. That's what I think, he says, to scoffs from the table.
Traduzindo pro futebol, meu segundo time.
Italy is my second team and Italy is my second nationality. I'm the grandchild of Italians and that heritage is important to me, he says. Italians started coming to Brazil during the late 1800s when the home country was riven with the wars of unification. Many went into agriculture and the Brazilian government gave some land grants. Successive waves joined them and now they are one of the biggest European ethnic groups here. But that didn't help Italy.
Avanti Italia!
In the second half, Uruguay scored a goal to the despair of the patrons. It was a very different scene later in the day in a different part of the city.
I'm now walking through the streets of Liberdade. The streets are decorated with Japanese lanterns and the stores have Japanese products in them. And of course, right now, Japan is playing Colombia and many Japanese descendant people are watching the game and rooting for Japan, of course.
There is celebration with sake and Sapporo beer at this small izakaya, or traditional Japanese bar, after Japan scores a goal. Here, patrons are digging into pickled vegetables and fried tofu. Brazil has the biggest Japanese community outside of Japan. They're a tight-knit community where, until recently, it was looked down on to intermarry with other ethnic groups.
Além de ser descendente,
55-year-old Joel Quadros Jara tells us he is a third-generation Japanese. He's married to a Japanese woman, and his two children are actually living in Japan right now. The community has always been very united, he says. It's been a source of their strength, and it's a trait of the Japanese. The first ship of Japanese came to Brazil in 1908. The Japanese government was facing overpopulation and encouraged people to move overseas. They were used as cheap labor here in agriculture. Later, during World War II, it was forbidden to even speak Japanese, as Brazil was on the side of the Allies. More Japanese immigrants moved here at the end of the war. These days, Japanese culture in Brazil is widely celebrated, adding one more facet to this complicated country. And the fact is that almost everyone everywhere here told me the same thing. It didn't matter where their forebears had come from, the team they really want to win the World Cup is Brazil. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, Sao Paulo.